Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Okay, good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to today's NWCR radio show, brought to you by Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. To start today's show, here is something for you to think about. This is a quote. The world suffers a lot, not because of violence of bad people, but because of the silence of good people. That was said by Napoleon Bonaparte. And now for the opening story. Seattle now has on its payroll a convicted pimp who once vowed to go to war with the city. A $150,000 street czar whose mission is to come up with alternatives to policing, unquote, reports said. Andre Taylor, who appeared in the documentary American Pimp about his life as Gorgeous Dre, is getting $12,500 per month for a year, along with an office in Seattle's municipal power tower, according to the contract published by Publicola. It comes just a year after his organization, Not This Time, was paid $100,000 to sponsor a speaker series that was called Conversations with the Streets. Taylor led one of the first rallies in Seattle after the police custody death of George Floyd, the Seattle Times said. And of course, the Seattle Times would put it that way. Most media does. If you look at how they talk about police killings, it's always police killings. They don't give any emphasis on what caused it or what was going on or what the person was doing to cause this. It's always just police killings. Andre Taylor, whose brother, and this next line here actually will show you exactly what the media does. Andre Taylor, whose brother, Che Taylor, was killed by police in 2016. He yells as he leads others to a vigil outside where a pregnant mother was shot and killed by police. You get it? It's always the fault of the police, never the fault of the people who are causing the troubles. He was later accused of trying to get millions from the city from militants who set up the controversial police-free Capitol Hill-occupied protest or zone. The Seattle Times said. Now that right there should have said, told everybody that he was not for law and order. Don't just leave. Leave with something, he told activists in a meeting caught in a recording, telling them to demand $2 million to exit the site of much of the city's worst violence this year, the report said. They ignored his advice, the paper said, with one saying the money grab felt off. Some of the militants then accused him of betraying them when he appeared at a press conference with the mayor to tell them to shut down the chop. The next day, he was given his six-figure contract, the paper said. The new street czar justified the contract to KOMO News as payment for his, quote, particular genius in a particular area, unquote. Let's see. Well, I've got a particular genius in a particular area. I think all of us do. Heck, we get ourselves a six-figure job just by saying we got a particular genius in a particular area and never particulate about what that particular area is. Used to not be able to be done, but anymore it seems like, there it is. He was saying that he can talk to, quote, gang members, pimps, and prostitutes, unquote, who, quote, won't sit down with anyone else, unquote. It seems to me that the cuckoo birds are running the asylum. People as a whole have not been in a place to be compensated for their genius or their work for a very, very long time, he said. An organizer named River stops Andre Taylor from speaking to the press on the Capitol Hill organized protest area, or CHOP. Not too many people can go talk to gangbangers in their territory and then go talk to the government in their territory, Taylor also told the Seattle Times. Taylor, for the first found notoriety in Las Vegas, where he was sentenced in 2000 to more than 5 years in prison, serving little more than a year, the Seattle Times previously noted. Some of the girls he pimped were underage, according to court reports in the Las Vegas Sun. I was born from the streets. I came out of the deep darkness, he said in a YouTube video earlier this year, bragging how he, quote, had children with some of the women who were with me, unquote, when he was a pimp. Quote, we decided we were going to be in this subculture like the mafia, whether you liked it or not. We knew you considered us waste of the world from the beginning. We didn't care what you thought about us, just like I don't care what you think about me now, unquote. And he was talking about his life. Sounds like his life is nothing more than a dump heap. But an expensive one now for the taxpayers of Seattle. Andre Taylor speaks with media members and angrily denounces a decision by prosecutor Don Satterberg that criminal charges against two Seattle police officers who fatally shot his brother, Che Taylor, last year will not be filed. He came to Seattle in 2016 after his brother, Che Taylor, died in a police shooting, saying he was, quote, here to go to war, the Seattle Times noted. As street czar, his contract tasks him to, quote, provide recommendations to the city on de-escalation, community engagement, and alternatives to policing, unquote. Mayor Jenny Durkin's spokesperson, Kelsey Nyland, told the Seattle Times the contract was offered because of an, quote, existing working partnership. So now Seattle has a street czar who is a pimp. We all should get so lucky. He's got himself a six-figure job, got himself an office. And if he wanted to, he could probably live out of the dang thing and not have to spend any money at all. Taylor's group was chosen because of its lived experience with the criminal legal system and their history of successful advocacy and activism on issues of policing and dismantling systemic racism, Nyland added, noting that the city is spending millions this year on similar contracts with various groups. This is one of the main things wrong with the nation today, folks. You people in liberal land are electing criminals and expecting things to be okay. And all I can do is just shake my head at this. Welcome to our weekly Friday show on this, the 18th day of September. Well, I was wrong on that. It's not the 18th day of September. My birthday's already come and gone. So it's the 25th day of September in the year of our Lord 2020. We are glad that you are here. And like I had posted in the chat room, today's show will be the last show that I do this month because it is coming down to crunch time on our move. We're going to be moving out of the apartment we're in right now, which is a small one bedroom with no balcony, and we're moving into a two bedroom. So I'll actually have a room where I can set this my studio up for doing this show and for doing my updates, and I won't have to constantly take my microphone down and move it into another room because it'll be set up permanently. And so this next week, I'm not going to be doing a show Thursday or Tuesday or Friday, but I will be doing my daily updates because they don't take as much time and I don't have to be on the internet to actually do them. So welcome to the show. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. And we're glad that you are here. And now, on with the show.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert T. and Fidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert.
Officers were shot by Black Lives Matter rioters in Louisville, Kentucky. The riots were so violent the National Guard had to be called to guard the hospital where the injured police officers were receiving treatment. This violence follows the death of Breonna Taylor and the news that no criminal charges will be filed against the police officers directly related to her shooting, although one police officer is charged with wanton endangerment because he recklessly fired shots through the wall into another apartment. Because of this, Black Lives Matter agitators are tearing up the city of Louisville, Kentucky. Here's the thing. These Black Lives Matter agitators are lying about the death of Breonna Taylor. These Black Lives Matter thugs won't tell you the truth about this shooting. So we will. Here are the facts. What happened to Breonna Taylor is a tragedy, no question. This young woman needlessly lost her life, and that's heartbreaking. But was it due to racism because of the color of her skin? Was it due to police brutality? Did the police knock while executing their warrant? Did police announce themselves outside her door? Did Breonna Taylor's boyfriend start shooting first, or did the police? Let's answer those questions. Was this shooting due to racism? No, there's no evidence of that. Was it due to police brutality? There's no evidence of that either. Did the police knock while executing their warrant? Yes, police did knock. Did police announce themselves outside her door? Yes, police announced themselves. Did Breonna Taylor's boyfriend start shooting first, or did the police? Breonna Taylor's boyfriend fired the first shots at the police officers, who then returned fire in self-defense. Is that a tragedy? Yes, it's a tragedy. Is that murder? No. What else would the Black Lives Matter thugs who are destroying the city of Louisville have police do in this situation? Just stand there and wait to be killed while Taylor's boyfriend shot them? It's funny how Democrats, who constantly talk about the patriarchy and toxic masculinity, refuse to acknowledge the fact that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend's criminal behavior, he fired the first shots that required police to respond in self-defense, endangered Breonna to the point of her death. And those are the facts.
And those are things that you will not hear in the lamestream lying media. You will not hear the truth about what happened there. All you will hear is the Black Lives Matter and Antifa terror groups that are rioting because they think that something went on that shouldn't have. The only problem with their thinking is what went on that shouldn't have was what caused the whole thing in the first place. And it wasn't the police's fault from everything I've been able to see. It wasn't their fault for what happened. They got fired on first. You got to stop and think about this the way that the police are. They have just a few seconds to decide something that could be life or death for them. If they're being shot at, shouldn't they fire back? Black Lives Matter, the riotous group of criminals, Black Lives Matter and Antifa don't think that. Now, if they were being shot at and they were being fired upon, oh yeah, they've got every right to fire back. But police, no. They don't. Because they might save somebody's life, including their own. Or they might shoot somebody who's shooting at them. This whole idea that you can completely... I'll use their term, completely diss the law and not have any consequences for it. That's exactly the way they're looking at this whole thing. They can just diss the law, decide they're not going to follow it, and there's got to be no consequences. They can't go to the jail. They can't be arrested. They can't be this. They can't be that. But watch them block a street, which in itself is illegal, and then have some guy in a car run over one of them because they're blocking the street. You hear them crying out, "Oh my God, look at that, he just hit one of our people." Well, of course, you're standing there playing in the street, playing in traffic. What else do you expect? I mean, I grew up, my mom always told me, she says, if you don't want to get hit by a car, don't play in traffic. But these guys go out and they play in traffic, they block traffic, and then they get pissed off and think that their rights have been taken from them if somebody actually gets mad and runs over one of them because they're in a hurry, they need to get somewhere. That doesn't matter to them. They don't care. They are rioting. They call it peaceful protesting, but they're breaking the law. If they were actually peacefully protesting, then the law would protect them. But they're not. They're not peacefully protesting. They're not peacefully anything. They are breaking the law. And that's where this whole thing comes down to now, folks.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while they serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years. Their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. Most people do not realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, and coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you is expensive. Traveling home for emergencies is too.
The military doesn't cover these, and the list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for families, and it's unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to give them a helping hand by sending in donations. That is where we come in. SAMFAM, Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost morale and peace of mind for active duty military by helping their families. We also want to assist retired veterans in the same way. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now here is where we ask for your help. Checks made out to SAMFAM, Inc. and sent to 18 Eastern Avenue, SACO, Maine, 04072. That's SACO, Maine, 04072. Your donation will go to helping these families. Make sure to let us know where you heard about this so we can know how you found out about our services. Your donations are tax deductible, and may God bless you. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. We get back to the show. Amy Coney Barrett and the King and the Building of the Kingdom of God. Barrett's name is once again in consideration, as President Trump has said that he would announce on Saturday, which is tomorrow, his nominee to replace the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And you know, all of these people on the left who keep talking about how she needs to be respected and her dying wish needs to be honored. One of the things I've noticed about them, when they talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they don't have enough respect for her to call her by her name. It's always a RBG, and that's how they call her. But Judge Amy Coney Barrett, let me move this so I can see what I'm doing here, has been the subject of renewed criticism regarding her Catholic faith. And if you remember this kind of thing has gone on since President Kennedy. The left seems to think that if you're religious, you have no right to be in government. But that's following reports that she was a leading candidate for President Donald Trump's nomination to fill the current Supreme Court vacancy, with much criticism focused on a comment she made in 2006. Now, you got to think about this here. 2006 was how many years ago? 14 years, folks. Now, if we tried to say something about one of theirs, something that they did 14 years ago, they'd say, that's in the past. Leave it in the past. Don't bring that up. It's not right. But they do it all the time. But what they've done is they've decided that here we've got somebody who's religious,
And here's the audio on that one.
Liberals are going nuts because Judge Amy Coney Barrett, one of the front runners on President Trump's list of potential Supreme Court nominees to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, once said, and I quote, "A legal career is but a means to an end, and that end is building the kingdom of God," end quote. This, according to the left, is terrifying because of the separation of church and state. The left tells us this should disqualify Amy Coney Barrett from potentially serving on the Supreme Court. That is false. Why? First of all, Amy Coney Barrett is not trying to legally force her religious beliefs on anybody. That's what separation of church and state means. It means government can't compel you to practice religion, nor forbid you in the free exercise of your religious beliefs. Period. Separation of church and state does not mean that religious people whose political views are informed by their faith are not allowed to serve in office. In fact, Article 6, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution states, and I quote, "No religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States," end quote. In other words, the Constitution forbids Democrats from disqualifying Amy Coney Barrett because she's a practicing Catholic. But here's the thing. That's exactly what Democrats want to do. Democrats have proved time and time again they are anti-Christian. This isn't even the first time Democrats have targeted Amy Coney Barrett specifically because she's Catholic. During her Senate confirmation hearing for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Senator Dianne Feinstein attacked Coney Barrett's faith, claiming the dogma lives loudly in this one.
Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Catholic?
I am a Catholic, Senator Durbin.
The dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern.
It's not just Feinstein who engages in this anti-Catholic discrimination. Senator Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's vice presidential running mate, is virulently anti-Catholic too. Kamala Harris actively tried to discriminate against Catholic judicial nominee Brian Buescher based on his practice of his Christian faith. And Senator Bernie Sanders also tried to disqualify Russell Votes from his position at the Office of Management and Budget based on Votes' belief in the gospel. You can see it for yourself. Democrats do not want faithful Christians to be allowed to serve in government. And here's the real kicker. What does it mean to further the kingdom of God from a Catholic perspective, as Amy Coney Barrett says is the end goal of her job? As a Catholic myself, let me explain. Furthering the kingdom of God means witnessing Christ to other people, to invite them to join our faith through our actions towards them. What does it mean to witness Christ? Well, the Bible says God is love. The Bible also defines love. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. The audacity of Amy Coney Barrett to try to further the kingdom of God by treating other people with the biblical definition of love. In other words, to further the kingdom of God means to treat every life with dignity and respect, to ensure equal rights because every person is made in the image of God, to make sure the government protects our God-given rights against violation, to protect the freedom to make choices, just as God gave us free will to choose him or reject him. As Bree Payton once said, freedom is to allow us to make virtuous decisions. That is the Christian worldview of sharing the kingdom of God. It's not theocracy. It's the opposite, actually. God doesn't force us to believe in him or follow him or obey him. He gave us free will to make that choice for ourselves. That matches the Christian worldview on political liberty, to give people the freedom to make virtuous choices for themselves, and to protect the liberty and right of all people to practice their faith as they see fit, or not, if they choose not to. That is what Democrats are freaking out about. That is what Kamala Harris tried to use to disqualify a judicial nominee. That is why Dianne Feinstein rudely claimed the dogma lives loudly in Amy Coney Barrett. That is why the Democrats wanted to disqualify Coney Barrett from potentially serving as Supreme Court Justice. Because the Democrats think you are stupid, They think if they say separation of church and state, you will join them in their anti-Christian bigotry. Don't fall for it.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Don't fall for it, because that is their only argument here. They know they are wrong. They know they are not on the right side of what is right, mainly because they're from the left. I don't know. I don't really think that, because, you know, if that was really true, then me being left-handed, it makes me wrong. But I don't think so, you know. And Vorp says, I'm a very bad Christian. I treat people with respect and kindness as I'm supposed to. And that's essentially what it is. You have to treat people with respect and kindness. But the thing comes in is if they don't give back that respect and kindness, what are you supposed to do? There, you know, the one of the things that it says in the Bible is turn the other cheek, but it also says that you have to defend yourself. And this whole idea that if we do something to someone because they are give harm to either me or you or your family, that's something that I don't think that you should turn the other cheek for. You need to defend what is yours. And, you know, the things that are going on in this nation are just completely insane with what is happening nowadays, because what we are coming to the times when in the Bible it says the end times will be known because wrong will be right and right will be wrong. Well, right there, that describes exactly what's going on in this world today. I mean, look at Seattle. They just hired a pimp to help run their city. Someone who has been arrested and put in prison for what they do. They are now living high on the hog in Seattle with their own office as a street czar. I don't know about that.
Looking for fake news? You won't find it here. Conservative Nation Media, America's best truth detector.
Conservative Nation Media, or CNM as the network has been shortened to, is growing again. Starting on Sundays, we have gotten our own Uncle Bing Fisher back on our network with his show American by Design. As before, but with more urgency than ever, American by Design is back with the mellow voice of Bing, and that voice will help keep us all informed about what the Democrats have in store for us and why we have to fight them every step of the way, because socialism is not for us, freedom is. Coming soon, American by Design with our very own Uncle Bing Fisher back on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Conservative Nation Media is going through a very exciting time, and while at the same time, America is going through a very scary time, at least for those of us who are patriots and love this nation as it was founded. The left would have you all believe that America is the root cause of all the evil happening in our country and world today, and at the helm of that evil is President Donald Trump. Nothing, my friends, could be farther from the truth, and that is what CNM is here to show you. Our last show to come back live is Nada with Mango. Chris Mango has already started planning his first show back, and we'll have as a guest Michael Johns, who used to be a speechwriter for the White House, a member of the Heritage Club, and the co-founder of the Tea Party. Yes, my friends, they are still around. Michael is a big part of the Tea Party community, the largest group of the National Tea Party. Join Chris Mango for his return show on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and hear his take on the things that we as Americans need to do to save this great constitutional republic. That's Chris Mango with Nada with Mango, heard only here on CNM on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, where America always wins. Hey, we are back. Call the number is
646-478-5284.
Take somebody over a man.
Is this America? I mean, for the crime of not wearing a mask outdoors? This Ohio woman tased and handcuffed at her son's football game. Good news, he's playing football. Bad news, mommy's getting tased.
Yeah. What we have going here, and this happened, I think, in Ohio. One of the things that is going on in this nation is we have people all over threatening that if things don't go their way, that there's going to be violence. And the media is reporting it like it's nothing could be truer. Trump is trying to say that he will stop the violence, but the problem with that is that he cannot do it alone. You know, and the thing that I started the show out with is that that quote from Napoleon where he said that the world is a bad place, but it's not bad because of people who are causing violence. It's bad because the people are silent and won't stop it. And when it comes to everything that's going on in this nation, it's really up to we, the people, to stop it. We have police getting killed. We have people getting killed. We have people losing their jobs because of the lockdown, which should never have happened in the first place. I reported on Tuesday, or in my last show, I think it was on Tuesday, that Sweden never locked down. They never locked down, and they're over COVID right now. Sweden is doing everything the way that they normally would. But here in America, we're locked down. In New Mexico here, they're starting to open things up. They finally opened up the swimming pool here at the apartment complex I'm in, but it's only open between 8 and 4:30 in the afternoon, during the day, from 8 a.m. to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Which means that everybody who works 8 to 5, screw them, they can't go swimming because the pool will be closed. The pool should never have been closed in the first place. They got out of all of the places that you can go to in this apartment complex, they have a activity room down below where they have pool tables and things like that. That's still closed up. They have a right next door to my apartment is a little activity room where you can go in and read books and play on your computer if you want in silence. That's been closed since this whole thing began. There was no reason to have that closed. And it's still closed. The exercise room, which seldom ever had more than two people in it, and most of the times it was just one person. That's been closed since the beginning of this. They just finally opened it up on the 8th. But with the swimming pool, you can't even go in there unless you go into the office and make an appointment, which means that on the weekends when the office is closed, you can't. But you can, yeah, it's like Vorp said, you can shop at Walmart, but you can't go to the church. Well, they've finally opened up churches here. But like my church, they have it all roped off so that every other aisle, every other row of pews you can sit in, but only for half of the pew so that only one family can sit in each section. And then in the middle of the pews, they have that blocked off. And then the other side, they have the opposite pews opened up. So they got us all staggered. But there's a church just down the street, down Wyoming down here. It's called Legacy Church. And they are open. And we went to that church last Saturday night, and nobody came in with a mask. Nobody social distanced. The place was packed. And he gave out the number for the governor so that we can all call the governor and say, "You're an idiot. Open up the state." But she's one of these liberal people who just has to have control over the people, so she won't open. She'll just open up as little as she possibly can, you know, and will only open up different sections when the people start getting antsy about it. And Vorp says 50% restaurant is safe, but full restaurants spread COVID. We're being lied to, and we know it. But nobody's doing anything about it. I'm still seeing people driving around all alone in a car with their mask on. What is the freaking reason for this? This is actually downright freaking stupid. And I've told a couple of people that they are stupid for doing that. And they say, no, it's state law. No, it's not state law. It never has been state law, at least in this state, because in order to make it a state law, the governor has to go through the three branches of the government. Her is one. Judicial is another. And legislative is the third. She has to go through all three of those instead of just saying, well, I'm the governor, I'll mandate this and it's a law. No, it's not. And Vorp says Indiana just upgraded from phase 4 to 4.5 to a full 5, which means they should be pretty much open now. We're still on maybe 2 going to 3 because the governor doesn't want to get rid of her control over the people. And that's all there is to it. That's all it is, control over the people. And then we have this one. This was downright stupid.
And to stop the president, he even said it, that he had people there, the intimidation of the voter. I don't know why the press doesn't make more of this, to be very honest with you. I mean, he says that people swallow Clorox, and we hear about it for the rest of our lives, but he's trying to have the Constitution of the United States swallow Clorox, and I appreciate these questions that all of you have.
No, I'm not sure if you could understand that one, because I found the best recording of that one I could. But it's like Pelosi is saying here that Trump is trying to put Clorox to our Constitution. Now, I get it. In April, the media briefing where President Donald Trump mused about using disinfectant to fight the coronavirus, often inaccurately portrayed by the left as his urging Americans to, quote, inject themselves with disinfectant or drink bleach. And it's a moment the Democrats want to hold on to. even though it really didn't happen. At some point, however, given the rapidity with which the news cycle refreshes, you have to pull an Elsa and let go. But the Democrats won't do that. They can't let go. They've got too much control now. Say what you will about his answer, it was an invitation for the Democrats to trip over themselves in their responses to it. Enter Pelosi, who told reporters at her news conference that it was, quote, really sad you even have to ask that question, unquote, and it was, quote, stunning how complicit Republicans were. She goes on and says, we know who he admires. Putin, Kim Jong-un, Erdogan, I guess, E-R-D-O-G-A-N, she said. You are not in Russia. He is not in North Carolina or North Korea. He is not in Turkey. He's trying to have the Constitution of the United States swallow Clorox. And the first comment showed that people are actually thinking, how can you make the Constitution drink Clorox, for crying out loud? That woman is about as dumb as a box of rocks. And yet she's making more money than a good 80% of us, at least. You still can't have indoor dining there, huh? They've started doing indoor dining here. It was, I think, the second step in their reopening of this state. And now I've got a funny feeling that because the headlines from the paper this morning said that there are new cases of COVID around, and the numbers are up. So I'm pretty sure that what's going to happen now is the governor's going to say, well, we better close this state back down again. She's already done it once where everything started to open up, and she gave the stay-at-home order. And she actually told us, she says, you cannot go outside without a mask. And all the lemmings that are around this place, they walk around this apartment complex out in the sunshine when it's like 80 degrees outside. Today's high was 91. So many people I see driving around in their cars with masks on, walking down the street alone with masks on. It just shows that people are not watching what's going on. They're just figuring, okay, the government tells us we got to have a mask on, so we better put one on. They don't realize what the hell they're doing to themselves. They're shutting down their immune system, like I've said before. And not only are they shutting down their immune system, but when the next virus comes along, more people are going to get sick. And they're going to get sicker than they did this time because their immune system is not going to be working. And it's like Vorp says, government never relinquishes power. Once they get it, they figure, oh, wow, this is what we were elected for. Is what we want. This is what we've strived for. This is why we're in Washington. When the truth of the matter actually is that they're in Washington to represent the people, not rule over us. But that's what they want to do. They want to rule over us. And I've been doing my updates daily, on Mondays and then Wednesdays and Thursdays, I've been doing my updates. This next week, I'm going to do them every day because I really do not have to be online to do them because I'm not doing them Facebook Live anymore. I kept getting myself thrown in Facebook jail, and then nothing would get out, and then they'd lock me down even farther, and I wouldn't even be able to pull it off of Facebook to do anything to it. So I've been doing it on my computer, sitting. Heck, I could even go out to a park and do it in the park, add it to my iMovie and get everything ready, then get to a place where I could go online and get it finished up. That way it actually hits things before they realize what's going on, instead of doing it Facebook Live and then get thrown in jail because all of a sudden, there it is. But this whole idea that the people have to be afraid of what the government is doing to us is stupid, and we're giving away our freedoms in a way that that's never been done before, as Trump always says. We have got to stop allowing them to take our freedoms away. We've got to stop allowing them to make us wear masks that are only going to hurt us in the long run. And Vorp says those people wearing the masks are the ones who are going to fight tooth and nail that you be forcibly vaccinated. And that's true. I ain't going to be. I'll go live up in the mountains if I have to. I won't get myself vaccinated. And it might come down to the point where they decide, okay, we're going to make you. I will move to another state. It ain't going to happen to me. Even if I have to move up to Alaska and go up into the hills. This whole idea that the government can make you do things. Mm-mm. They are not our bosses, people, and that's where we've got this whole thing completely back-assward here. Everybody's thinking, well, the government is telling us what to do, so we better do it. No, you need to be telling the government what to do because the government are your employees, not the other way around. And this whole idea that we are just doing everything we can to just live our lives while we're getting our constitutional rights and our constitutional liberties and our freedoms taken away from us daily. We have to stop and realize the left doesn't care. They don't care about what we feel. They don't care about our rights. They don't care about our freedoms. They want to take all those things away from us because they want to be the monarchs over all of us. They want to be the ones who rule over all of us. They don't like the idea that the Constitution says that they have to be, that they are limited in what they can do. They don't like the idea that the way this country was founded, government was limited. If they didn't like that, they would stay with the way it was founded. But they don't. They're constantly doing things to take the meaning out of the Constitution. They're constantly doing things to take your rights away. And they used to, like in the time of Kennedy and before that, you could see them doing it, but they were doing it kind of behind the scenes. They wouldn't come right out and say, well, this is what we're going to do, and you're going to like it or else. They would do it in the background. Now they just come right out and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. You elect us, and this is what we are going to do to you. And the people are saying, oh my gosh, they're going to do that for us. No, they're going to do that to you, not for you. The only thing they're doing anything for is for them and for their pocketbooks, nothing more. And as long as the people continue to allow the government to take over and run our lives like we're supposed to be doing, but making them run our lives like they want to be run, we are going to just get worse and worse and worse. And Vorp says he believes it doesn't matter who wins the election. We have gone too far. I don't think we've quite gone too far yet, but it's close. And I'll tell you what, we lose this election this time, and then we allow them to continue the things they've done these last 4 years, it is over. That's all there is to it. And the people have got to start standing up, or this nation's gone. And it's really freaking close now. It used to be said, and I think it was Benjamin Franklin or one of those guys back then, said that this nation will survive until 50% of the people are on welfare. Well, guess what, folks? We're real close to that. And everybody who is on welfare right now, those are the ones voting Democrat because they want a life where they don't have to do a damn thing. Government will take care of them. The problem lies in the fact that the government without the taxpayers has no money. And all these people who are getting all of these government benefits are in essence stealing from the rest of us who are working our asses off trying to make a living for ourselves and our families. And this has got to stop or this nation is going to end. And it will end. Everybody's sitting there saying, no, America's too big to fail. No, it's not. Because it is big and we are allowing the government to get too big, that will destroy this country. And Vorp says they couldn't bully the World War II generation, but today's people are wimps and we won't stick up for ourselves. You know, and that's what I was saying in my update yesterday that I had talked about the woke crowd. And I gave a good analogy of what the woke crowd really is. And I'm trying to open that up right now so I can show you what it says. And what I said yesterday, I was talking about the woke crowd. And I said, to me, the woke crowd are nothing more than whiny, obnoxious, killing enemies. Woke. That is what they are. Whiny, obnoxious, killing enemies. Because they're whiny. Especially if they don't get their way, they're obnoxious as hell. They'll kill if they need to, and they're enemies of the people. Woke. And that's exactly where it is today. This nation is being destroyed from the inside. The people who want to take care of them versus the people who want to take care of themselves, ants versus grasshoppers. It's a good analogy there. But the less money that the government has, you know, because people are going to finally just give up. They're just going to say, okay, fine. You're going to take my money because I'm willing to work for myself. I'll go up in the mountains and live. I'll take care of myself. I know how to plant food. I know how to get food. I know how to get my, you know, go hunting, get my stuff. The heck with the woke crowd and the Marxist zombie horde and the government who wants to give everything to all these people who are nothing more than criminals, well, shoving us all down the sewers, this has got to stop. And the more people that there are that demand this, the closer the government is going to come to not having the money they need to pay for what they've got. And they already don't have the money they need. I mean, hell, we're trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. Who's going to have to pay for that? Our children and our grandchildren and their grandchildren. Come on. We have put generations ahead of us in debt with what we're doing and what we are allowing to do. And I've run out of time for the show, but I'm glad that everybody was here. I'm glad that Vorp was here. I'm the person on the phone. I'm glad that they were here. I like that. Woke crowd equals Marxist zombie horde. That is a good one. And we are out of time now, but we will be back not this next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after next, because this whole next week, I'm going to be moving into my new apartment. And once I get that set up and we got to get it going there, I'm going to be able to set my studio up and get everything ready so that I don't have to set everything up before the show. You know, it's like last week was a good example of that. I set this whole thing up and then the mic didn't work. And then on Friday, I wasn't able to do it because of something else. And it was just a horrible week, but I'm glad that Vorp was there. Thanks for saying it was a good show. And I'll see you guys again after the first of the month. Tomorrow is Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. And then on Sunday, will be American by Design with our uncle Bing Fisher. He was not able to get in this last week on Sunday because he kept having problems with his power. It kept going on and kept going off. So he had his problems that day. So that's why he wasn't there. But come this weekend, Black by Color Only tomorrow at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And then American by Design with Bing Fisher at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'll see you again after the first. And have a great day and have a great weekend. And I'll see you all again soon.
God bless you all.